Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. I just did a rewatch. It's my favorite. Besides, okay, I'm a Big Brother person, as you all know. I never put out my alt reality at. I should do that for people, probably. I've never put that out there. And I don't even really know what it is. Like, I can't think of it off the top of my head. It might be Sleepless Meanie. That's an at I usually use. But it's cover with Big Brother. Outside of Big Brother, Real Housewives of New York, this reboot is my favorite reality that I'm watching at the moment. Not saying like ever, but it's just so good all the time. Like, I'm tired of, like, I know it's annoying that we keep saying that as soon as this episode always, as soon as we always start rehashing, like, oh, it's just so good, but it's just so good.
Yeah, I mean, all the different personalities and just the petty drama is great. Sometimes we don't need a major fight. Like, I get it. Sometimes it's I love that as a storyline, but sometimes just getting pissed because someone left your party without saying goodbye is just hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's all like every scene is hitting. Like, I see people, I do see the fandom starting to now dislike certain ones, like Psy. I see a lot of fandom not liking Psy. But I'm still at the point where everyone's bringing it and no one's like, it's not enough from anyone to make me dislike them. No one's done anything worse than the other, or, like, they all have their fair shares of, like, even Aaron. Like, Aaron's like extra and always mad, but like, I like her. I don't think she's like, I don't know.
I've been really surprised with how much I do enjoy Aaron.
Yes, that's, I guess, same. It's like, I'm surprised of how much. I think I would have assumed I just wouldn't be
I didn't think I'd like
happy.
her at all.
Yeah. But I do want to kind of start with the Jenna and Psy, doing the interviews, because this comes up later. So Jenna has Psy come to interview the models for Jenna's lashes. It's called Love Scene. And they're in Target. I mean, I've
Oh, are they?
never,
Oh.
yeah. She said,
Did she?
yeah,
Okay.
that there'll be for the next campaign in Target. And I'm like, damn.
I mean,
It's like,
honestly, I don't
that's a
even
big
know.
deal. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know anything about lashes
Same.
or
I don't think I would know
anyone.
how to put them on properly.
No,
None of
I don't even
that.
use mascara. Yeah, I don't know makeup at all. So, but when I heard Target, I was like, damn. I mean, I know they say that Jenna's the richest one, and but that's a big deal, right?
Yeah,
Am I
well, it's
on
nice
for
to see
that?
a product that like everyday people can purchase, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, I thought it was kind of funny. Like, I like that she invited Psy for it because she wanted, that way that we could have, I want you to have someone in or on that side of the panel that looks like you, that you can relate to. I think that's important. I loved that, but I did totally catch that there was a black woman on the panel already, and then Psy replaced her. Like, I mean, like, yeah, but Like it was like a little too, like it wasn't like there was a placeholder for Sai. It was like
Like, yeah.
there was a purse and then you took her, and it was the same person being interviewed. I mean, and I felt like they had already started the interview. So it was just a little odd to not just pull up a fourth chair. And
Yeah.
then with the next one, I don't know. Just
Or
saying.
not have the girl that she replaced in any of the shots. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. That's yeah, I guess you could just do that. You don't even have to. I don't know. I feel like you just shouldn't have even had her there or just kept her there the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyways, so her name is not Jenna. It's Judith. What are our thoughts on Judith? Judith versus Jenna. Do you know a Judith? Do
I
you know a
do.
Jenna?
I know a Judith, my friend that's actually coming to the party I'm ho hosting today. Her
Goodness, like
mom's name
someone,
is her
oh, her
mom's name,
mom.
yeah.
I was gonna say,
I
even
don't know
someone our
anyone.
age.
No, Jenna. I mean, I know people named Jenna, but not like closely. But I'm surprised going from Judith to go to another like common, name. Like not some Raquel, or you know what I mean? Like Jenna's kind of your average name as well.
Yeah, that's a I know. I feel like I know one Jenna very well, and I don't know a Judah. But I know that that's like an older name. I feel like Judith is actually a little bit more, has a little bit more oomph than Jenna, in a
Yeah.
way. You know, like I like an older name. So, and that's
Same.
in. But yeah, it's kind of, I mean, at that time for her, it was probably an end name,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
but now it's like, oh, but her brother would call her Jenna Talia. It just sounds like a little brother thing to do. I'm assuming he's a little brother.
Yeah. Or even big brother. I think that's just
Big
a
brother, yeah.
brother
Brother
thing.
thing
I don't have any brothers, but that's what I would assume.
either. Yeah, I did find it odd that she shared this with the interview person, interviewee, and she hasn't shared this with the women. I do find that very odd that,
She
or you, everyone's reaction also on Twitter is odd to me. Sorry.
I mean, it is not a huge deal. I think people are going insane because of ever since we found out that Raquel's name is really Rachel, people now are getting so crazy in the Bravo universe about, people not going by their real name. But I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I do think it's weird that none of the girls have heard it before. And that, yeah, she chose to share it with a person she's interviewing. But Jenna's an odd one. I
Is.
cannot grasp her at all. I do like her,
No,
but.
me too. Me too. Yeah. What I'm actually seeing though on social media is that people feel like it was wrong for Sai to have shared that information with the women and out Jenna's name and how she got it. And that's what I've been seeing. And I'm like, really?
I
Like,
did see that. I mean, the way that, they made it seem like Sai shared some like traumatic story, and it's like, okay, yeah, maybe she shouldn't have told the whole group, but like, I don't think she's a bad person or lesser of her for that. But you know how people get, everyone overreacts sometimes.
Yeah, it's really odd because I mean she's closer with these women than she just met this person. So why would it be wrong that and Sai shared it in a totally normal way. Like it was nice. She was giving Jenna her props for how she and she did it in her confessional too, and in the moment, you know, like she really liked seeing Jenna do that.
Oh yeah.
Like she saw the girl was nervous, and that's when she decided to share a story of her own. So, yeah. But they talk a little bit about her breakup, which who cares? We didn't know her.
Really though.
But she brings up the Irish goodbye with Sai, which I do think it was like it's a little it is rude, but I think it's not to the point that Aaron needs to be this upset about it. Like I feel like I would be like, okay, like whatever. And then if I heard that she was running her mouth about how it was boring and the food was shitty, but I didn't think it was shitty, then yeah, I would be a little annoyed, but I wouldn't be doing all that Aaron's doing. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I mean, I do think Sige could have just said, like, you're right, should have said goodbye. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And move
Yeah.
on.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be this deep conversation. It was like, yeah, it's a shitty thing to do. Just say, yeah, that was my bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Boom. Move on.
Yeah, because I do think Aaron would be like, okay, cool. Please don't do that again
And
and stop talking about and eat before you fucking come to one of my events. Like, if you are always no, like you're never satisfied at my event with food, just eat beforehand. Like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, expect the worst of
which
food always
I
at my event.
do love the
That's
editors for
hilarious.
rolling all the footage every time Sai's complained about being hungry.
Yeah.
It was funny. But also, yeah, I think
So I'm hungry.
Aaron would have been fine with the apology, which, you know, kind of fast forwarding. Same thing with Brynn. I get it. I don't think Brynn, the previous episode when she was, you know, flirting with Abe, that she had any intention behind it. But I think, Brynn, you should have said, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. But it was, you know, getting on the defense there. And everyone, like, well, everyone knows she flirts. But all right, well, Aaron's hurt by it. So just apologize. I think Aaron would have been fine.
I do too. I think yeah, that's very
Like I don't think Brynn was trying to sleep with Abe or anything like that. And I think it was a funny joke too, but you know, if Aaron's hurt by it, just say, hey, I honestly didn't mean anything. I'm sorry.
at the
Leave it at
same
that.
time, like I don't know. Like I think that the way well we'll get into that party because I want to talk about that party. At the end, it's not a party, I guess. It's a
The
wreath make
decorating
wreath,
or
yeah, decorating.
crafting.
But let's talk about Aaron and Abe though, since we're here. Because this scene killed me. The ice cube that she drops into the wine that splashes all over her countertop.
White countertop and her red wine.
Oh God. It was and the
I know that irks me too. Or like, clean it up.
was like, how did you not notice that? Like, did you not like I feel like she didn't even, like, it was just such a big splash. And also the she talks about how Brynn was well, I mean, I guess Abe brings up that Brynn, but the well, there's a couple of things. She says that Kelly said the girls were talking during her vows, and Dave said that was them. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
I mean,
You cannot tell. A lot of people talking during your vows. Do
I
not
mean, you
say
could,
that was them. It was a lot of
well,
them.
you could
Please
even see
stop.
the people like around them, like not facing the stage, like their back was to,
No.
you know.
They were
But the
not the only ones.
no, not at all. That almost felt like that was a line like fed to him to say.
And then the second thing that got me, our children could have heard. And then you go grab your child because your child's crying and you hold them. And then you literally repeat the same thing, like while you're holding him. And you said, like, she said, like, that Bryn is trying to fuck you or whatever. Like she like said or bring up a fucking divorce. Like she said like the F word like in front of him and was talking like so the entire story. Like I don't care that she cussed in front of him. I'm just saying like it's hilarious that
She's
she's
no, I know what you mean. She's worried
like
about her
what?
kids hearing the word divorce, but dropping the F-bomb. I mean,
And repeating the entire story, like hearing she's like my children could have heard her talking about his like she's gonna say that in front of our kids like our kids could, were around. It's like come on, but then you're literally gonna grab your kid and talk about it like
right.
your kid's around, so now your kid knows about it if they care.
Like, it's so funny though, because like that none of that needed to happen at all, but it's so like calculated. Like, yeah, I actually sh should put my kid on camera while I re, you know, emphasize this point.
And he said, just he's fine. I'm not gonna ignore my kid, Abe. I think your kid's fine too. Your kid's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Anyways, let's move on to Jessel because she's still up there for me. She's climbing that ladder of a favorite. She finally talks to her mom about getting IVF.
Yeah, I mean, this was just like even a tough scene to watch because, you know, she's emotional. Her mom also is emotional. Yeah, I mean, it was great that she opened up and her mom finally knows, but it was hard seeing her mom cry because you can tell she felt bad that Jessel couldn't, you know, open up to her about it.
Yeah, it was sad, but it's nice that Jessel did this because I think without breaking fourth wall, when Jessel and Pavitt were talking, and he's like, you need to tell her to also protect her because you want her to hear it from you,
And not when the
meaning
show
when the show
airs.
airs. Yeah. It's like, yeah, because everyone knows, and that that's nice that she tells her. But and now if she wants to have another baby, her mom will be there during it through it all, whatever.
Yeah. And also, yeah, it just sucks that she had to keep that a secret from the get-go.
Yeah, seriously.
But that was, I'm sure, really, really tough, especially those times when, you know, it didn't take, you know, it's got to be tough to deal with. And then
Oh, yeah.
being self-conscious that if anyone finds out, she's going to be looked at differently.
Yeah, it's sad, but her mom seems extremely supportive. And
I love her mom.
yeah, she's funny and she's got a little
Well,
sass to her. I see where
I
Jessel gets
was
it from.
also dying when, you know, they were kind of complaining about how her mom doesn't get up early enough to like clean. She's like, in London, she gets up at 6 a.m., but I don't see her till 8:30. Like, it's such a, don't know, rich person thing to complain about your free health not waking up early enough for you, mom. But props to her mom for sleeping in. Good for
I know, I love that. I'm like,
her.
yeah, because it's not my house. Like, I don't
Right?
care. I don't like, I'll get it done. Like, you're my daughter. You're gonna listen to me.
Right.
Yeah, that was great. I loved that scene, Jessel and Pobbett. Her mom, very, very happy about that. I do wanna talk a little bit about Bryn and Gideon and get your thoughts on Gideon. And like, what is this? Because they were together for 5 years. That story of the proposal.
I'm sorry, I'm so fucking confused by that whole thing. It's weird. I'm sorry,
Like,
it's
is this
odd.
for real? Like, I think it is, but I feel almost like she thrives off having a very interesting life in some way, or having just outlandish stories. I don't know. Something
I think she's, because what we do know about her past, I think she compensate like overcompensates, needs this
tension.
big, like you said, elaborate, crazy. It's not like she just went out for dinner. She did
Like,
this, and that. You know what I mean?
as if she has her own show, you know?
Yeah.
So they were together for 5 years. He proposed to her while she was dating someone else after they broke up for like 2 months or something. They met on Tinder. So did me and my boyfriend. Yeah, he seems like a really normal guy and a great guy. Not like some really old guy. They're in the same age range, you know.
Yeah.
It's not anything weird.
He seems
No
normal.
one on this show is also, I like that. That's honestly a not a first, but not super common that everyone's relationship is normal in
Yeah.
that way. There's not some oldie in the bunch. Anyways.
No, I liked him. Curious to see if we're gonna see more, because I'm not really sure what their relationship is now. I mean, I know they're not together, but they're looking at cars that are $500,000, so I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, but when she was on Watch Happens Live, she said that her percentage from getting married has actually gone up. And I'm assuming that means with Gideon. And it sounds like, oh, whenever you just want to do that, she could just do that with him. And when she was saying how she doesn't want to date, she doesn't want to do like start, like, you know, that's like exhausting. I just want to go ahead and start that next chapter. Well, it's like you have him for whenever that time is. It's almost like they have a deal. And I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm putting my money on.
But yeah, I'm interested to see if he'll make any more, appearances this season or potentially next season once this gets renewed for another season.
What if Gideon finds another woman and it's like quick and they just go and run off and get married, you know? Like, whew, that could happen. That
Sure
would,
could.
yep. All right. I want to talk about the wreath making because this was cool of so much. When this scene started and I saw it, we still had so much time in the episode. I was like, oh my goodness. I hope it lasts the rest of the episode. And it did. So this is hosted by Bren. I've done one of these wreath making classes and I'm really bad at them. So I was feeling it, but they all looked, all theirs looked good. So it's like, you're just extra hard on yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But Jenna brings all these gifts. And what are your thoughts on like the sponsored gifts? Are you, oh, like are you Psy or are you not really with Psy?
There might be a little truth to what Sai's saying, but Jenna just seems like the type that's always bringing a gift to wherever she goes. And maybe she's putting her brand out there, but hey, that's smart. I mean, we watch Summer House, and there's literally, it's a walking campaign for Loverboy, so. You know, why not put your name out there? Is it a little over the top, all the gifts that are her, sponsored brand? Yes, but I also find it kind of funny.
Yeah. I would love to be on the receiving gift, end of these gifts. I do understand what Sai's saying, how it's like, oh, but is there a Jenna Lyons thing in here? No. And then at the end, oh, yes, there is. You know, it's like, but I mean, like, if you all have shit to advertise,
Put out,
advertise
yeah.
it. Put it
Yeah.
out there. Like, we like to buy that shit. I already looked at the coffee that Jenna was
Oh,
advert like it was sold out. Yeah, I would have gotten it. I don't have a problem with that. Now, what I do have a problem with is if you're not giving any fucking thing to us in the show. And all you're doing is trying to promote your business or whatever you're doing. Like, I don't want that, but I don't care at all if you're merging that in. Just like I really enjoyed seeing, Sai's whole section on what she does for her influencing shit, like her job. And I learned a lot and I really liked that scene, and she was advertising products in that scene in a way, like her sponsorship, nothing I guess of her own. But what I don't like is when Brooks Marks is Leah's making a face, is advertising his shit because he's not on the show. He's not on the
And he's a try
show. He's not on the
hard.
show. And he's a wannabe housewife. No, your mom
He's
is,
he just is
but
on the
no.
sh inserts himself on the show so he can promote his one track suit.
Well, now he actually has pants, and the pants actually look cute. And I'm pissed about it. Did you see the pants?
No,
Oh,
I'll have to look it up.
good. They're I like them.
But agreed. I mean, Breeze and I are suckers for if one of the show, whatever show we watch, and someone has their own product, we're a sucker for buying it. Like, that is, we're those
I'm
people. It works.
really bad, especially if like prime example, okay? Well, let me, especially if the person is like getting screwed over in the show. You know, and then they come out with like a product, like, okay, like Ariana, I bought some shit from her, who, a lot of people did. Bought some shit from her. Something from Summer House when Luke and Kyle were going at it, and he goes, I don't like you. Got the hoodie that said that. It says, I don't like you. So fucking stupid, I know.
But it works.
Like
We lived.
I love buying that shit. So like,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't just buy, like I don't have like a whole bunch, but I mean like I would do something off of one of these if I really like it. You should really
Yeah.
try
We
and sell your shit.
love supporting our faves. So put yourself out there. We will
I mean, yeah. I was gonna say about Uba's hot sauce. Like, I was about to, like, I'm interested in looking into her hot sauce. That
Yeah, if you have
what is it called again?
I can't remember.
Think it's
But
called
like
like
if
Uba Hot or something.
but yeah, like there's no shame in that at all. We love supporting our faves.
Yeah, it is called Uba Hot, which I love. Yeah, so I'm gonna, it looks good. Habanero hot, yes, Serrano medium. This is great. I'm such a sucker for some spice.
Same.
Uba, I've been missing her. I was dying
You know.
when they FaceTimed her and she was on at the food. They put her at the food. With the food, it was so funny. Oh man. Yeah, this hot sauce looks good. Okay. It's expensive though. $60 for three.
Three.
For three like
How many ounces?
jars.
Oh, 16. Oh, actually,
16
that's a lot.
ounces. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Where do you see that?
I
Oh, I do
zoomed
see it.
in.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's better than I
Free
thought.
shipping too, so.
Love that. Well, I'll get
Yeah,
that. Let me just go ahead and while we're here, see what happens. All right. It was like Google Pay was an option. I was like, well, that's easy. Okay. Yes, it'll be here really soon. I'll try that. I'll let y'all know how it goes.
then
Oh
you'll have a do a taste review
yeah,
once you
we
get
could do
it.
it on. I will wait and I'll do it on the
An episode.
episode. That will be fun. Yeah, we love our hot sauce, so that'll be great. Okay. What about Aaron at this party? How great was
She came in stank face, pissed off, hilarious. Everyone's having a great
Oh.
time, and then you've got her just being like, I got an issue with you, I got an issue with you, and just storming off. We love it's not a good housewife event if someone doesn't storm off.
She said, I want to ruin her party, just like how she ruined mine. And she just came in hot, like you said, stank face all around, not like just ready to go off. She s talks about how she's going to the DR with her cousins, and oh yeah, and Sai says, oh, that'll be fun. That's great. And she said, yeah, these are cousins I'm really close with. If you wouldn't have left so early, you would have seen that they actually did a speech for us. I'm like, damn, yeah, because you had a million and one speeches. So you
Well,
had more speeches after when Sai left, there were more speeches. Are you serious? Is that what you're saying? Because that's nuts.
I don't think it was the burn that she thought it was gonna be.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, well, you would have seen the cousins give a speech. It's like everyone there probably is like, oh, I don't even fucking remember who they are because so many, you know. I thought she was gonna go with, and if you would have stayed, you would have heard us talk about, you know, or something. It just was
Yeah, you would have
not.
known that we were going to the DR with my cousins and all the kids.
It was not the burn that she thought it was gonna be at all.
I was like, damn, y'all had more speeches? Damn, because Sai stayed until y'all went over your vows and you were going to change, and then she was out. She probably went to Nobu. Is that what she was saying? I think she was saying Nobu
Think
was around the
so. It was
corner.
like around the corner.
But that's not enough. She has to also turn to Bren and go off on Bren. Which this is where I think the problem was with I do not think it's wrong that Aaron is feeling some type of way about Bren because of this. That's not, I understand how she is annoyed at Bren. What I don't understand is why, as a friend, she's not calling Bren separately or getting with Bren separately, having a one-on-one and saying, "Hey, Abe told me what happened." I didn't like that. Like, why did you do that? Can you not do that? What did she think she was going to get out of this? You know, it wasn't productive to start, and then you have Bren just doubling down on her flirting and not remembering that she did use the D word, divorce. I hate when people say the D word or
Well,
the
and then having Jessel be the one that's
Oh, Jessel.
backing up Brynn, like, oh, she didn't say that. And it's like, Jessel, Aaron isn't like you. That's not gonna like validate or not gonna like change Aaron's opinion, you know? Yeah, I think if Brynn would have just said sorry, things would have been fine. But also, I think the way Aaron approached it, also, she could have been like, hey, I heard this happen. And it's just been bothering me. Boom. Not
Yeah.
the come at her so angry.
Yeah. She was hot, 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 hot. She's like, yeah. And you, what you did was disgusting. Was like not even close to what Psy did. So like that's how she it's like, whoa, what did I do? You know, and Jessel. Understand not really remembering super like detailed details of this conversation because it really wasn't. I understand. I do also understand Abe telling, like, still telling Aaron this conversation, you know? Like,
Smart. I mean,
I would say I want to be told that my
well,
friend was joking. Like, I would want to be told
and
that. So
again,
I don't have a problem with that. It's just, yeah.
well, and again, it was, I mean, Abe told her before she saw on camera and be like, well, why didn't you tell me? You know, but also I love how they were like, I never said divorce. It's just a
So funny.
montage. Her
It
saying,
said divorce, divorce. And what was the other? It was separation or
separation. Which this is why I love like when the editors
trial
are,
separation is what she
yeah,
said.
trial separation. It's why I love when producers and editors are petty. Like that stuff is so funny to me, where it's like, oh my God, yeah, she said it so many times.
What are you talking
Hilarious.
about? It's so great. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. What's also great is what was the final straw to get Aaron to leave. Why Aaron got up? Because Bryn says that the party was fucking boring. And Aaron's like, that's it. I'm leaving. Everyone's like, no. Not one person chases after her. She calls her sister outside, still standing around, not leaving. So low key waiting. Still, no one's coming. No one's calling her. No one's texting her. She calls Kelly, her sister, and she says, "I told you she was fucking rude. Such a bitch." She's going for
Everyone,
that apple.
and that's what everyone on Twitter, it's like her sister's trying way too hard to be a full-time cast member, and it's
They
not
sound
happening.
exactly the same.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's like that New Yorker. Like, come on, Aaron. Don't be calling your sister and stay in there. Or call your sister and go back in there and, like, okay, I got it out of me, but whatever. It's okay. I like that she came, did all that damage, and left. It was funny. But yeah, it was a great episode. I also really enjoyed the season trailer, the rest of the season
Oh,
trailer.
is we're getting some fights, not, these passive aggressive, like we're getting some screaming matches.
And I want to throw something out there because I always do this and then it never gets brought up because it doesn't actually end up happening, something that we see on the trailer or something that we suspect. Did you catch that during the conversation about Abe and Bryn, that situation at the wreath making? Jessel saying, "I know women coming after your husband. She's not one of them." Like that's not Bryn. Taking that, which I'm like, people coming after her husband, like, okay, interesting. With how upset she got about this, the fact that she had this 10-year anniversary party, which is also an odd thing, like not an odd thing, correction. It is a, I already said it, it's a, that's a usually a red flag in the relationship on these shows. It's like, look at us, look at us. Then fast forward, I'm looking at the trailer and Uba saying there's some secret, there's something about Aaron. It's about Aaron that they're fighting about, and it's something that Sai and Aaron and Sai are close, something that Sai said or did not say on camera. That's a lie. Is it something to do with a, like a cheating rumor or something with Abe and I don't know, or some woman trying to come on to Abe? I don't think Abe, I don't take it that they're unhappy or anything, but I don't know. Or maybe is it something that something happened in the past? Something has happened in their relationship. I don't know. I don't know. So very,
You might be onto something.
this is just me with my little magnifying glass. But this usually never like I'm never right, as everyone knows, because this we'll talk about stuff like this, like, oh, they I think so and so's ends up being pregnant. Like they didn't they say this and that? No, never gets brought up again. But yeah, so that's my
All right.
theory. You like that? Okay.
I do.
Who was your favorite this episode?
Ooh.
This is a toughie.
This is tough. You know, I'm gonna get to our girl Jessel again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the conversation with her mom.
Yeah.
She's bringing it.
I think you're gonna be surprised. I'm gonna give it to Erin. She, okay, just imagine Erin was not in this episode. Take Erin out of the
Oh,
episode.
nothing.
Nothing. Would I have done what she has done? No. She is bringing it. And that call with her sister, just hilarious. Yeah, it's
I mean,
hilarious.
and I think it was amazing seeing her just get up and leave. Comes late, leaves early. Great.
And the confessional of her admitting that she wants to ruin her party, and that's what she literally did. She went there and in the oh the girls were the ones talking during our vows. Out of here. That was them. Oh, kills me every time. Yeah, so I'm gonna give it to Aaron.
Who is your least favorite? Did you have one?
I didn't. It's really hard for me to have a least favorite. Everyone this I mean maybe just Uba because she wasn't in the episode, but like that's not even like
Yeah.
not yeah.
Yeah, no one, even the sister wasn't in there enough to cause a fuss. And even Abe wasn't that bad. You know, everyone's giving it. So we always can have a favorite, but sometimes we don't have a least favorite. So, and even production was not the least favorite. Production might get the favorite spot sometimes too. But anything else from Real Housewives?
No. Love the season so far, and the mid-season trailer shows that we've got a lot of good stuff to come too.
Yes. Okay. So we got to talk about what all we got coming up. Because we're, I mean, we meaning us to you all, but also me to
Us.
Leah. So we were talking about Jersey Shore because we've been podcasting Jersey Shore and it is a big snooze fest, which you all might know because you all are like, oh yeah, I'm not even listening to those. I'm
Which
not
we
even
don't
watching
blame
that.
you. We don't
Yeah,
blame you.
it's totally fine. So we're trying to decide, do we want to still finish out the season or do we want to just do like big bundles at a time? Like, what do we want to do? I don't know. I don't know what we want to do. I don't know. It's just I haven't even watched the last episode. Did you watch the last episode? Did you watch Thursdays? Well, that was just last. No.
I think I did, and I was like getting ready in the morning, so I was like a half-assed
Yeah.
watch.
But still not hitting.
No.
I'm not even
And
seeing anyone talk about it either.
yeah, and I know the big thing is Ron comes back, and I really don't think he should be on TV at all. He's a, domestic abuser, so I just don't.
I can't believe they bring him back, honestly. So,
Well,
yeah.
we're still talk. We're still thinking.
Yeah, so that we just want to put that out there. So if you're not seeing, if you were watching like that show, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, and you were enjoying or listening to our podcast on that show, you haven't been seeing them coming out, they might not come out anymore, or it might be a while. So just don't be expecting that. Now, as for shows that we are definitely doing, my fave's coming back out. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is making its way next week, right?
Tuesday, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
Tuesday. Has it always been on Tuesday? I don't
No,
remember that. Okay,
No,
so
I had
this
to
has
double
moved up
check
in the week.
because
I feel like this has moved up in the week. Okay. What was it on Thursdays?
I thought it was Wednesdays.
What that would make sense. I'm thinking Thursday as because I watch the next day usually. But I like to watch them live for the. I never have a Tuesday show. I love this.
I know,
Okay.
same.
Okay. I love that. So I'm extremely excited. I saw a preview of the first episode. Did you see that? I think I sent it to you. So we're gonna get one of Jen's old assistants as a housewife, which is wild. And she's got all the ladies' secrets, even our girl Lisa Barlow. So, and there's a little bathtub tussle between Meredith and Whitney, which is great. I'm just excited for all that to come back. What else? There's something else coming up. Oh, Southern
Charm.
Charm is
Yeah, in a couple
coming.
weeks here.
That's coming really soon, too.
Yeah.
And that's a revamp, not a revamp, but they've taken out, well, I guess just Catherine.
And what's her face? Craig's old girlfriend.
Oh, Naomi.
Naomi, yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with both of those things happening. We needed that. But, you know, this is going to be a drama-filled it's going to feel like a new show because the last few seasons have been kind of dull. And the drama is going to be centered around Taylor and what is her name? The one that Olivia with. Yeah. So well, we're going to see. And I'm really excited about that. A lot of drama to come with that. Anything else that I'm missing that's coming up?
End of September will be Survivor.
Yes, Survivor's coming up. I've seen there's previews for that. I have not watched anything like a
sometimes trailer. I kind of like just being totally surprised. Yeah. With Survivor. Yeah.
They are changing people we the don't know format, yet. But it's going to be 90-minute episodes instead of an hour episode. So that should be interesting. I hope it's better than the last few seasons because the last few seasons have just been really slow.
That worries me with it being
90 that it'd be slow, but that could mean it's better because you're getting more.
Yeah, I'm hoping that means we get more camp conversations, you know, before tribal, all that. Because sometimes we
get to know them.
You're like, this is my number one ally. And it's like, I've never seen you talk to them before. So I'm hoping this means we can see more like actual, you know, gameplay.
Yeah, that would be great. So I'm looking forward to being 90 minutes and hopefully that's what it needs to get back on track. But yeah, I think that's it. So we had a busy, and I think that after talking about those three, it's like Jersey Shore, who? So we really think we probably should just not do it. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how to make that decision. So we'll talk and we'll announce that on our socials or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put that out there. Or we could also record a short and we'll upload it.
That's a good idea.
Jersey Shore. But yeah, we could do that. That would be great. That'd be easier. Okay.
Yes.
But anything else before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @RehashTrash and on Instagram at @TrashRehash.
Yes. Go follow us. And until next time. Bye.
Bye.